from KQED.
For the past two decades, California has been tough political terrain for Republicans, in part because the state's growing Latino population overwhelmingly supports Democrats. On the Central Coast, a Republican congressional candidate is hoping his Mexican heritage will help bridge that divide. As part of our election 2012 coverage, the California Report's Scott Schaefer hit the road and filed this report from San Luis Obispo.
Abel Maldonado is the kind of candidate the Republican Party covets these days.
My father and mother came to this country with nothing.
Maldonado is the oldest son of migrant workers. His father came from Mexico in 1965 as a guest worker, eventually starting his own farm and growing it into a family business. At the age of 26, after a long battle with local bureaucrats over a permit for a refrigerated warehouse on the farm, Abel Maldonado got elected to the Santa Maria City Council. He rose to higher office, eventually appointed lieutenant governor by Arnold Schwarzenegger when the office became vacant.
So just imagine me sitting next to my mother picking strawberries in the fields and becoming California's 47th lieutenant governor.
Maldonado is now running in the 24th congressional district against incumbent Democrat Lois Capps. The newly drawn seat is much more competitive than it was before redistricting. It would seem tailor-made for a moderate Republican businessman like Maldonado. Still, the biggest liability for Maldonado to overcome could be the R next to his name on the ballot, especially with Latinos, who make up nearly 1 in 5 voters in this district.
The Republican Party has not done a good job of communicating with the fastest growing population in America, which happens to be Hispanics. You're just committing political suicide. It's just what it is.
Okay, so today we're starting with Excel Lesson 3.
Maldonado's hometown of Santa Maria is 70% Latino. At the Center for Employment Training there, Jesse Chavarria is teaching computer skills to a full classroom. Most of the students are immigrants or children of immigrants, and Chavarria says many are simply disengaged from politics.
Because they don't see the election and the issues being about them. They think it's about something else, something that doesn't really affect them.
When in fact, Chavarria says, the election is all about them and their future.
You know, they need jobs. They need jobs to take care of themselves, take care of their families, to improve their lot in life. Without that, what do they have?
Chavarria sees it as a vicious cycle. Young Latinos think politicians don't speak to them or care about them. So many don't vote, and then politicians ignore them. Down the hall, Jennifer Moran is training her students for jobs in medical fields. Moran keeps voter registration applications in her classroom and encourages students to use them.
We complain a lot throughout the terms like, oh, we didn't get this, we didn't get that. Did you vote? No. How can you expect to get change if you're not putting your change into it? Put one grain of salt and that's all you have, just a grain. Put a bunch of them and you actually have salt to start cooking, to start getting the pot stirred.
The executive director here is Gabriel Morales. As a young man, Morales was a Democrat, but now he's a registered Republican. He traces his conversion back to his faith and a time when he and others helped build some new churches in Santa Maria.
It seemed that the people that reached out to us building those churches happened to be Republicans. And then what happened is a lot of the churches that I was involved were Latino churches, and some way, somehow, all of us became Republicans.
Morales will vote for Mitt Romney and probably Abel Maldonado, but he seems conflicted, uncomfortable with a GOP that doesn't always welcome minorities like him. That hostility toward immigrants was evidenced by one shopper at the Thursday night farmers market in downtown San Luis Obispo. Evelyn Roth, a retired haircutter from Santa Maria, was quick to express her view about immigrants who ignore the melting pot.
I think we should have only one language. I'm tired of press two if you speak English anymore. It's almost that bad.
But Roth is quick to point out that her criticism does not apply to congressional candidate Abel Maldonado.
He's fine. He's an American. He's not a Latino. You're either an illegal or an American. That's all there is.
Latinos might cringe at that characterization, but not all Hispanic voters here supporting Maldonado care so much about his Mexican heritage either. Standing behind a table at the market, Pablo Sanchez is describing the award-winning olive oils made at his Paso Robles farm.
This is Frantoio Lechino, a nice Italian varietal.
This fifth-generation Mexican-American says he's leaning toward Abel Maldonado mostly because he seems bipartisan.
I think the government should stop their infighting, get rid of the Republican and the Democratic and all that, and become Americans for America.
Does it matter to you? Is it a plus, or just does it not matter that he's Latino?
No. He is his of our race. I mean, you know, if he wins, great. And I hope he does a good job for us. You know, as long as they look out for America.
But standing right next to Sanchez, his cousin, Lucas Hay, has a very different take on politics and Maldonado.
More Latinos that aren't informed about what's going on in the debates are more likely to vote for Maldonado because of his last name. And so they don't really know exactly the issues going on.
Hay says he favors Democrats because they seem to care more about helping those with less. He'll be voting for the incumbent in this congressional race, Democrat Lois Capps. Polls show the race is tight. If Maldonado ekes out a win, his candidacy could provide a roadmap back to relevance for the Republican Party in California. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
There's more from Scott's trip to the Central Coast. Look for the link to that story online at californiareport.org.